Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Okay.
There are planets that belong to the day, and there's planets that belong to the night.
Okay.
So before you, maybe I need
to get
into
this.
Yeah,
which
no, I'll tell you. I mean, yeah, I don't have to guess unless Walter want to say it.
I want to guess that Mars is on the day team.
You would be incorrect.
No.
What?
Mars is on the night team, actually, which is it's fascinating.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Along with what? What is the day team and night team, Walter? Do you know?
Well, the day team.
So that would mean that Venus has to be on the day team if Mars is to the night team.
No. They love each other. No, Mars and Venus love each other. They can't be apart.
Aww.
But you know, it's interesting because I think Mars being on the night team makes a lot of sense because Martian things tend to happen at night.
Like see UFOs and comets and like.
No, I was gonna go
was
more with
like Mars attacks.
No, I was thinking about murders and robberies and stealing your wife and sleeping with her, you know?
Okay, yeah, true.
Well, if you guys really want to know the answer, it goes back to the planetary joys.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jupiter
and Saturn are on the day team.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So it's Sun, Jupiter, Saturn for the day.
Okay.
Mars, Venus, Moon for the night.
And then Mercury flip-flops.
Flip-flops. Correct.
Because Mercury is Hermes, and Hermes and Aphrodite got together and had a hermaphrodite.
Yes, correct. Mercury is a hermaphrodite. It goes both ways, day and night. And
the original.
So, and just if people want to know how can you determine if Mercury belongs to the day or the night? It is determined by if Mercury rose before or after the sun that day.
Oh, okay. Like if there was ahead or behind. Okay.
Yes. So if Mercury rose before the sun that day, it belongs to the day. If it rose after the sun, it belongs to the night. I just mentioned the planetary joy, so I guess I need to... if you think about it, each chart, day and night, has a luminary, sun and the moon, right? Then both of them have a benefic, Venus, Jupiter. And then both of them have a malefic, Mars, Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mercury goes both ways. Planetary joys. Even though planets, yes, they rule signs and all that. A planet actually really enjoys... a certain house. For instance, the sun, the house that the sun enjoys is the 11th. I mean, the 9th.
Okay, yeah.
Which is the house of God.
Oh, okay.
The moon actually enjoys... The planetary joy house of the moon is the 3rd, which is actually the house of the goddess. And what do you know about the 3rd and the 9th house?
Those are opposite each other.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, the planetary house that Jupiter enjoys is the 11th.
Okay, so then...
Venus
is going to be... The 5th.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the house that Saturn enjoys is the 12th,
mm-hmm.
which puts Mars's joy where, D?
The
6th. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the planetary joy scheme, the day planets are all above, and the night planets are below, which with each malefic in one of the sixth and the 12th house are two of the worst houses in the chart.
Yeah.
And as you can see, totally. A malefic enjoys both of them. But two of the most benefit. You
okay,
know.
The malefics like the worst place on the. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
There you go. So that is the.
And where's Mercury? Because Mercury is a hermaphrodite, remember? So where does Mercury have its joy?
You asking me, or are you asking me? I'll tell you.
No, I know you know. I'm asking you, so you can tell everybody.
Oh, my bad. I forgot about Mercury. Mercury's joy is in the first.
Because it's a hermaphrodite, so it's right smack in the middle between the day and the night.
Oh. Well, then why not the 12? Because it's already taken.
The 12 is taken by Saturn.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So what does that mean, D? People who have Saturn in the 12th, that's not actually a bad place for Saturn.
It sounds it, but yeah, like that's a really good place for Saturn.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturn really likes that. Hey, yeah. Saturn's really, that's just like Saturn going on vacation on his favorite spot.
You know what I realized? Well, I've learned this. People with Saturn in the 12 enjoy Saturnian things. They are comfortable with the isolation, with the feelings of discomfort, loneliness, melancholy, nostalgia. They're comfortable in it.
Yeah,
they're not complaining about it.
It's funny you say that because the 12th house is the house of bad spirit.
Yeah.
And then the 6th is the house of bad fortune.
I know somebody like this with Saturn in the 12, and I realized that that's just what it is. They just feel comfortable with all of that. They're not shunning it. They're not saying, "Ugh, get away from me." They're like, "Okay, cool. This is it." Yeah.
And the 11th house would be the house of good spirit, and the 5th would be the house of good fortune, I think. With that being said, by the way, y'all, those planets are on two different teams. And by the way, the malefic out of sect is worse for you than the malefic insect. So what does that mean? That means if you're a day birth, and you looking at your Saturn, Saturn's not actually that bad for you. Mars is kicking your ass. If you a night birth, Mars ain't that bad for you. Saturn is kicking your ass. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.